are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
God's promises fill the pages of the Bible, and today we're going to talk about some of them. So let's start with the amazing promise God told Abraham and Sarah.
He told them that Abraham would be the father of many nations.
But Abraham had no children, and he was very old.
But we know what happened.
God blessed them with a child, and we know the rest of the story.
That's right, and Moses is another great story of God's power and promises. God spoke to him from a burning bush, and he promised Moses that he would be with him.
God helped Moses every step of the way.
He was with Moses with all of the plagues.
He even gave Moses ways to earn the respect of the Israelites.
God told Moses that he would give him signs to show that God was guiding his people out of Egypt, and he did.
God turned a staff into a snake.
Made a diseased hand healed. And water turned to blood.
When the Israelites were in danger, God parted the seas and swallowed up the enemy.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Worship the Lord with gladness. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us and we're His people. Worship the Lord with gladness. Worship the Lord with gladness.
Sing praise. Ooh.
Sing praise.
Ah.
Sing praise. And when I praise the Lord, I want to clap my hands. And when I praise the Lord, I want to sing.
Hallelujah.
And when I praise the Lord, I want to jump, 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 jump. And when I praise the Lord, I want to shout, amen.
Amen, amen.
Sing praise.
Ooh.
Sing praise.
Ah.
Sing praise.
Did what he said he would do with Moses and continued to help Joshua when it was his turn to lead the Israelites.
In Deuteronomy 31:6, Moses spoke to Joshua. Be strong and courageous.
Do not be afraid or terrified because of them.
For the Lord your God goes with you.
He will never leave you nor forsake you.
We can claim that promise too. Let's say these words of strength. The Lord goes with you.
Lord goes with you.
He will never leave or forsake you.
He will never leave or forsake you.
God has promised to supply every need we have.
Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus."
Isn't that a wonderful thought, that God will meet all of our needs?
Yes.
In 2 Corinthians 12:9, God has promised that his grace is sufficient for us.
That means that Jesus has paid the price for our sin, and that's all we need.
When we believe in Jesus,
when we put our faith in him, our sins are forgiven.
That's his promise.
1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness."
God has promised that his children will not be overtaken with temptation.
This promise is recorded in 1 Corinthians 10:13. Jude wrote, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." God is able to keep us from falling.
When we are faced with temptation, we can turn to him for strength.
Stepping on his promises, living his love, anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for the people and live by his power. God can make you strong.
One day, with a sling and a stone, he faced his foe and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you strong. Standing on his promises and living his love, anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for his people.
From him in a test, his health, his home, his wealth, his family. The devil tried to win his soul, but mighty God was in control.
God can make you strong. Stand on his promises and live in his love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for his people.
God gave him a mighty plan. God gave him everything that he would need. And his people followed him faithfully, and they watched him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong. Standing on his promises and living his love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for his people.
Us victory over death.
John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, and whosoever believes in him will not perish,
but have eternal life.
Romans 8:28 says, God has promised that all things work together for good to those who love and serve him faithfully.
When something bad happens, something good will come from it,
because God has promised it.
Here is the promise that God gave Noah.
He said that he would never destroy the earth again with a flood.
And he sent a rainbow.
Well, we could read God's promises for days and days and days, couldn't we? There's so many in God's Word.
It is so important for us to know them so that we can claim them as ours.
They will help us grow in faith.
They will help us in difficult times.
They will give us courage and strength.
God will never, never, ever, ever.
God will never break his promise.
God will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways. He will help you in times of trouble. He will save you. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord always.
God said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
That's his promise.
God said, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters.
That's his promise.
God said, I will never leave you, never will I forsake you.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and he will restore. He will love them forevermore. God will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise.
Bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be where I am.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for the many promises that you have given your people.
We know that each and every one of them are for us too.
But most of all, Father, we thank you for Jesus.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember,
God will never break his promise.
Amen.